Welcome to the first episode of Red Room Radio.
Come on now. Here we go.
Oh, there we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Red Room Radio. The greetings to all our guests. Thank you for showing up. We appreciate your time. We're just ready for you to lay back, get your sip of wine, think of all the questions, listen to all the great answers and responses from our host tonight, Ms. Shelly L. Brooks, the winning author of These Shoes Hurt My Feet. And tonight we have a special guest, and we're going to let everybody introduce themselves in just a second. So if you now just get introduced to Shelly Brooks, she's going to introduce herself and say some nice, lovely things about our topic tonight, how long we're going to be on the show, and where the show is going to be at in the future. Ms. Brooks, are you there?
I am here. Antoine, thank you so very much. I want to introduce everyone on the call tonight to Antoine Brown. He is someone that I have had just the amazing opportunity to work with in, you know, a couple other businesses. His insight, just his ideas are just so explosive that I had to have him on the call tonight. So he is one of our co-hosts. He is just someone that you definitely want to know. Think about that name because I'm sure you're going to hear it in the future. I also have someone on the call tonight who is an amazing friend of mine, just through conversation, just bonding, and an up-and-coming author, someone else you need to look out for when that book hits the stands. His name is James Wilson. So I want to thank both of you guys for being on the call tonight, and I really appreciate you taking your time to talk with us tonight about a topic that it's a little controversial. And when I was in the process of deciding the first topic to discuss, to launch the show, I had several ideas, and I shared them with a few people just to get their feedback because I want to know what people want to talk about. The intent was to launch the show with a mind-provoking topic that will let listeners know that there is no topic we won't discuss in the Red Room. If you think it, we'll open the door to talk about it, but just keep in mind that we're always going to keep it clean and classy. Tonight's topic piqued the interest of more people than any other that I had on the list. So the topic tonight is faking it, why do we do it, and, you know, just basically what do we fake and why do we fake it? Because there's so many things in life that we hide, which to me is the equivalent of wearing a mask. We fake our emotions, the truth, our relationships, our social status, our jobs, our education. And yes, we have had a tendency at times, some may disagree, but we've even faked intimate experiences. But if we're faking any areas of these things in our lives, we're not being true to ourselves and being who we truly are. And the question I want everyone to think about is, can you imagine if someone is faking more than one of those things I just mentioned? That person is actually wearing a mask over top of a mask over top of a mask. So if you have ever faked something, let's talk about it. If you know someone else that has faked something, let's share it. Because the intent tonight is for us to open the door to have conversation that will inspire someone, enlighten someone, and help someone. And to let us let people know that whatever we experience in life, we are not alone. So with that being said, James and Antoine, let's talk about some of the things that you can say that you've either experienced faking yourself or you know someone has faked with you.
Antoine, would you like
hey,
to
James, take that? No, I don't want to start this at all, James. She scared me. So you go ahead and take care of this, and I'll jump on in there.
All right, cool. No problem. Good evening, everyone. My name is James Wilson. I'm down here in Atlanta, Georgia. The first thing that I want to discuss on tonight's subject as far as faking it, nothing that I've personally done, obviously, from what I say what the subject is, but one thing that I've noticed, females in particular, of course, is they fake being pregnant. There are a number of reasons why.
Oh.
The I've had people.
James, you went hard straight from the start.
Yeah, really hard.
I got to do it. You know, I got to do it and get it out the way. It's on my mind fresh. But being pregnant.
Go for it.
And you're not really pregnant. Ladies, not saying that everyone's done it, but I've had friends in school say that I'm pregnant for a number of reasons. One, to keep their relationship going if they feel like it's going to shambles and wherever their issues may be. I've also had females say I'm pregnant all because their homegirls are pregnant, so they want to feel like they feel left out, so they want to fit in. Then it boils down to the point when, oh, well, I lost the baby. There are complications or whatever the case may be. That's one thing that people fake in life. Why we do it?
So James, now that you brought that topic up, do you think the person that actually does that truly believes that they're going to get the end result from it?
In some cases, they do. In some cases, they say, you know, I am pregnant. Then it turns out to find out they really do end up being pregnant unexpectedly, whether they want to or not. So then you have the other two sides of the story where I fake being pregnant and now I am, but I really didn't want to be. And then you have the I fake being pregnant just to stay with you, but now we are pregnant and I am happy about it. But then you have the father of the child to be, who is not happy that you're pregnant for real this time.
Wow. Okay, James, I think now's a great time to just let people know that if you have logged in online with us, the chat room is open. So if you have questions or comments, please type them in the chat room and we'll address them all. If you are on the call with us, if you would like to say something, press 1 on your phone and it'll put you in our queue and we will get to each and every comment or question that you have. So I'm sorry, James, because I'm just saying that what you just said is gonna spark a conversation. So please continue.
So yeah, I mean, like I said, I honestly personally don't know because obviously I am not a female. I don't know how it is to be pregnant. I don't know why I would ever want to be faking a pregnancy. But like I said, it's all about perception. Your friends are pregnant. You're the only one that's not, young or old. But to fake something, to fake a blessing that big from God that you're being pregnant and then to have to lie about it, to me, it just doesn't make sense. It also comes with a sense of pride.
Yeah,
why
it sounds
are you
like me
being
that
pregnant?
Somebody's being selfish. I'm like selfishness, greed, conniving.
Exactly.
Like I've had it happen to me on occasion, and I can't even prove if it was a lie or not. Because it was a money thing. She wanted money to claim me to get an abortion. So I can't tell her no, because if it was my kid and then we didn't want it, then I'm stuck. But 9 months is a long wait to find out if something's true or not. So it was a decision, James, to just do the money side of it other than waiting
exactly.
out to see if this girl was telling a lie or not.
Exactly.
Wow.
And then
you know, Nana, you mentioned that probably is quite frequent that women will say that they will fake that for the intent of money, and that's really not the situation. Wow.
Yeah.
They'll take the abortion money and go get their hair done 2 weeks later.
Oh, okay.
They'll go get them a new Gucci bag.
No.
Just being real about it.
Oh.
Yeah. She ain't taking my money. I took hers. To the clinic. We ain't gonna do that. You ain't gonna get my money. Ain't gonna be no Gucci bag. There's gonna be whole new issues. There's gonna be bail money for one of us on the phone, James. And I don't do jail. I don't do jail. Okay. So.
You know, we can't have that. We have someone on the line who wants to make a comment. So I'm gonna open up the call. You do not need to say who you are. Does no one understand? This conversation is not about who you are, it's about what information you have and you wanna share. So I'm gonna open up the call to, let's just say, anonymous number one. Anonymous number one, you are online on live on the Red Room Radio. Do you have a comment or a question?
I have a comment. And I'm commenting on the topic at hand. I believe that women will fake a pregnancy simply for attention, for sympathy and attention. Sometimes it may be for finances, but 99% of the time it is for attention. The whole, I've, you know, had a miscarriage is so they can have sympathy. The whole I'm pregnant is so, you know, you can try to find a way to keep a guy into a relationship, to have your friends, your family excited for some type of reason. I've known women to actually fake pregnancies several times, and it's simply for attention. They just want the fuss. They want somebody to feel sorry for them, you know, going through a miscarriage. And it's sad because it's such a, it's a really bad time in your life for women who've actually miscarried. And, you know, people know how that it takes a toll on you emotionally. So I believe women do it for the sympathy and for attention. And it's sad that there are some, excuse my language for this term, but there are some sack-chasing women. And when I say sack-chasing, I mean money-hungry women that will lie to a man, to, you know, for $400 for an abortion. And that's just really sad. But most of the time they do it for the emotional factor. So that's my comment. And, you know, this is a real touchy situation because, like I said, I have known several women to do this.
Wow.
And I agree. And that's something else I was going to say before you chimed in. There was being pregnant, of course, everybody knows there's the major attention span from family, friends, the getting the baby shower together. It's like all of the light is shined on the pregnant woman or the pregnant female because everybody's not a woman. Just want to put that out there. Just my personal opinion.
You're gonna get a lot of comments in a minute.
We got you, Jay.
And I will. And like I said, I'm gonna be 100% honest. But it takes a lot to call yourself a woman. Little girls will do such things as fake a pregnancy.
Ooh.
And then it also affects those who cannot get pregnant. And to me, it's offensive.
You're right. You're faking that you're pregnant.
I'm sitting here and I cannot get pregnant, but you're faking something that you can possibly truly do, but I haven't been blessed with that part to be pregnant for real.
Right.
So you're taking away the life that I could possibly have, and like that I won't get.
Well, I want to go in a different direction with this.
Okay.
You know, I'm all about relationships. I mean, my book, Be She's Hurt My Feet, is about relationships. It's about knowing the warning signs so that you don't step back into the same shoe that hurt your feet the last time. But when I came up with the topic, I realized that in the book, there are several shoes that have characteristics that are equal to faking it. For example, Antoine, both you and James have read the book, and the stiletto fakes. The biggest thing that he faked is his emotional availability, that he wants to be in a relationship and he's not. There are men out there and women, because let me say this, when I wrote this book, it was from the perspective of comparing men to shoes. But by the time I finished the book, I realized that there are so many women that have the same kind of characteristics in a relationship that men do. Because in my opinion, I feel like somehow women have just started running game just as hard as men used to or still do. We've adapted
Huh? You better say it.
They just
go
do. And it's not pretty, but, you know, if that's what you do, own it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's bad for you to do that, but if that's what you do, own it. So when I say this, I don't mean just from a male perspective, but there are women's stilettos and there are men's stilettos. So when I describe these shoes, it's not just about the men, it's about the women too. Hey, I'm a woman, so I can own mine.
I want to chime in on that part about the book, just so everybody gets a clear understanding. She did say that the shoes are compared to men, but it's not a book bashing men.
No, it's not.
People get a misconception. And they have, because even people that I've asked, you know, just to take a peek at the book, well, I'm not into male bashing books. First of all, let me say this. She's a friend of mine. I understand that. I'm not saying this from a friend point. I'm saying this because I read the book. It's not about bashing men. It's about helping women or even men see the signs of certain shoes so that way they don't fall into situations with it, so that they don't fall back into the situation again. So I just want to make sure that part was clear.
Well, I'm glad you said that, guys, because when I read the book, I didn't feel bashed, but it shed some light on some old Antoine habits that I might have picked up along the way. Because I told Shelly this the other day, the first three out of the four shoes, I had something, a part of me done. I either done it a certain way and ran some type of game, or I was that type of person. When I'm dealing with a certain type of woman, I look like a stiletto to that certain type of woman. But the characteristics of a kitten heel were more fulfilling in my aspect when I was single before I got married. Ultimately coming to be the ruby slipper that I feel like I am when we got to all that things together. So this book is awesome. And it you know, it's not leaning towards the male bashing part, like you said, but it definitely shines some light. So now I know, you know, as I read the book, I understood some of my friends more, because I understood that I do have a little of some of my friends have some of the wedge in them with some of the kitten heels. All of them are great guys, but you do have characteristics that you could point out as your friends and know who you're dealing with when you're out in public. So it took a little step deeper for me as I read the book. So
it's just been an awesome
experience so far.
It really has. It sounds like you said as well, it sounds like on stuff that I've done in the past. And same thing you said, basically was exactly what I was going to say. It brought me to be who I am today. I feel like I'm a ruby slipper. Yes, I'm not totally perfect, but this book has helped me realize some things, and it's also brought me to work on certain things so that I don't bring that upon somebody else. I don't allow somebody to bring it upon myself.
So Shelly, can I chime in on my faking it now?
No. Yeah. So the only thing before you chime in, I just, you know, the whole shoe thing is just in my head right now, so I just have to say it. It's
okay,
just a stiletto. We talked about stiletto. The kitten heel fakes it by saying he's a good listener because he wants to hear what you have to say. But when you read the book, you'll realize why he really is, why he claims to be a good listener. And the peep toe fakes it with the innocent flirting. So when you read the book and you see the little incidents that describe innocent flirting, you'll see that these three shoes give you the example of how people actually fake it in relationships. And like I said, it's not just men, but it's women too. So Antoine, let's hear what you fake.
So, well, my faking it has been, if we're on the lines of these books and their shoes, that whole listening part, over the years, I was the kidney. I learned how to listen to a woman and trying to pick and pull out little things she said without paying attention to her fully. My wife today still smacks me upside my head because I kind of do it to her, but you know, when I'm mad, I can say, hey, I'm not listening to you. Let's hold on for a second. Let's do it. But me listening to a woman and pulling out the finer points in her and kind of filtering out all that other stuff that I don't want to hear to make her feel like that I'm the best person in the world at that particular time was a gift, I used to call it, to myself. So now reading your book, you shine some light on it that I was manipulating women in a certain way that I didn't think I was manipulating, but and when it's all said and done, I was. I had a certain kind of manipulation by listening and pulling out traits and doing the life things that she liked to do to make her feel that I was, you know, I was right for her. And I never did it to hurt anybody, but, you know, sometimes people got hurt in the process. That's me, and also I got hurt by doing it to people, and people hurt me doing it also. So I faked it a lot by just listening to women over the years, this book.
Wow. You know, and that's interesting because when you talk about manipulation, we don't see manipulation as a form of faking something, not being true to ourselves. Because basically all faking it is not being true to ourselves or the people that we have in our lives. And it's not just relationships. I mean, it's so many aspects. It's in our job. It's, you know, in our friendships. I mean, friendships, let's think about how many people fake it in a friendship. Some people fake it in a friendship because they have something that they want from the other person. So, you know, there are times when a person can say, you know, I really want to be friends with her or him because this person, let's just say a guy, I want to be friends with him. I want to be cool with him because he works on cars. And I don't really feel like spending, you know, that money to get my car fixed in this shop. But, you know, if he's my homeboy and we cool, I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to hang out with him and chill with him for a while so I can get my car worked on for free. Because if I give him a six-pack and we chilling and hanging out while he's changing, putting new brakes on my car, it ain't costing me no more than a six-pack. So it's just, it's manipulation. I mean, just saying it is a form of faking it. I mean, we could just go through a list. I mean, this radio show could go on for, like, who knows how long if we just talk about the different areas in our lives where we're faking it. And I know there's one area, for some reason, we're having a technical difficulty with callers wanting to comment or ask questions. But I have my ace guru technical person here with me, and hopefully she'll be able to work it out. If y'all don't even know who Antoine's wife is, her name is Felicia, and she's so totally awesome. But hopefully we'll be able to get the kinks worked out. And bear with us tonight because this is the first show, but I can tell you that this is not going to be the last show. But aside from that, I know there's one thing. If anybody's listening on the call, and I'm going to have to bring it up because I know somebody thought it first when I had the topic of faking it. I know somebody's going to want to hear or either comment about faking intimate experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I said, if you think we will talk about it in the red room. We will keep it clean and classy, but we will definitely talk about it. So, why do you think people fake it in intimate experiences? Not saying that either one of you have, but, you know, we're analyzing. So.
Antoine, you can start that one. I started the last one.
Okay, I got it, James. I got this. James, see, I'm married. I can talk about this stuff now, James. I'm good now. So let me tell you why I used to, because I faked this. Yes, Shelly, I have faked it. Because either I didn't want to be there, I wasn't really into the chick. Okay, yes, the chick. So you got to be downgraded. Like, I'm not into you at all. I don't even know why I'm here, but this is something to do. So I got to get out of here fast, but I got to make sure you get yours and everything's pleasurable for you, but I got to go. So if that's me faking it and getting it over with, then, yes, I have done it, and not just once. I've done it several times to get it out of there because it just wasn't a memorable experience for me.
Was that for self-satisfaction? Or for perception?
No, it was because I wasn't being satisfied. So I want to finish. You know, that's the goal going in, is to finish. So if I wasn't being satisfied, you know, I had to get out of there.
But if it wasn't for self-satisfaction, then you could have just simply said to her, you know what, this is over. I didn't get mine, but you got yours, so holla.
But honestly, do you want to hear a man tell you that?
Physical self-satisfaction, but it could have been ego?
No, I'm not the type. I wasn't bold enough in my youth to say that to a woman. It hurt her feelings because it's always been about hurting people's feelings. I wouldn't want nobody saying to me, you can tell me I wasn't good or I was good, but some people just, women don't like to hear that in my opinion. They don't want to hear that they were horrible in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So, no, it was just like, yeah,
you know,
baby, pat you on the back and I'm out of here.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, I'm just going to keep it real and let y'all know how I am. I think women need to know that, because how will they ever get better if they don't hear it? That's just my opinion.
Well,
at some point, they're going to want to be somebody's wife that he comes home to every night.
In the experience, Shelly, okay, that's over the time, we understand that. But not then. You know, we were playing around then young. Yeah, at that time, no. It's all about yourself, and if I don't get mine, then you got yours, and that's fine, but we won't do this again.
But don't you think they need to learn young? If they're at that stage in life where they're doing it, shouldn't they learn if they're doing it wrong?
Well, eventually they'll get it right, but it just wouldn't be with me.
I'm so lucky.
Okay, they'll get it one day. It won't be with me.
I just love your honesty.
But you know what? He's very right, though. I've done that to someone, and as soon as you said not with me, I actually had that conversation with someone back in 2010. I wasn't being selfish. I wasn't trying to be rude. I got mine, but it just was like, you know, this we can't do this again. I understand you're young. I understand, you know, we were supposed to be doing this then the third, but this just won't happen again. I don't know who's going to teach you, but I can't be the one to do it. I've done that before. So, I mean, faking intimacy, I guess I faked it then.
Can I tell you guys a secret?
Oh Lord.
Well, I guess it's not a secret if we're on the air, but I did a poll. And I asked several
women.
You did
women a what?
I did a poll. I questioned several women. And I asked them, had they ever faked it? And of course I got that, of course. But then I asked them the question, did they think someone had ever faked it with them? And I questioned 12 women, and 11 of the women said no. So women don't think that men fake it intimately. So, I mean, to me that just was, like, amazing to think that it's something that a female feels that she can fake, but a man feels like he can't fake. So I just thought that was interesting. There might be another radio show, but that just went over my head. This whole topic could just go on and on, and we only have like a couple more minutes left in the show. It just seems like we're just going to have a part two to this. At some point, we're going to have to do a part two. I mean, I just can think of so many. And James, I'm sure you have such a long list, and we really only talked about a couple of areas, but I just think we hit the
hardcore spot today.
Yeah, I think so.
Definitely.
And what I really, for everybody that's on the call, I mean, like I said, for some reason we had technical difficulties tonight, but if you have a topic that you want to discuss, please email us at info@theredroomradio.com. Send us an email. Tell us what it is that you want to talk about. And if you feel that it's a topic that you want to discuss so passionately that you'd be willing to be a co-host for the show, let us know that too. I will be having a different co-host every week. Hopefully I'll be able to bring back a few people. Antoine and James, you know, we're going to have to come back. Well, y'all going to have to come back because we're going to have to finish this at some point. But I am definitely interested in having different co-hosts so we can talk about different topics because, like I said, in the Red Room, we will talk about anything. Also, what we're going to do starting next week is we're going to start kicking off the shoes that hurt, and we're going to kick them off in the Red Room. We're going to talk about relationships, the things that we need to know, and just things that we can do to help each other. Not just women being enlightened by things that they experience with men, but also men, there's some things that y'all need to watch out with us women.
Hey, Sean, you got a little bit of feedback in your background.
Any better now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to let Antoine and James, do you have anything to close the show? Or any last words for the show?
I just want to say, I appreciate being on the show because this has been very intriguing for myself. And the book, I must say, I read this, the first book I read in my 24, my 25 years of life from front to cover. And when I tell you, it has really helped me out a lot. It's an amazing book. I get chills in my spine just thinking about it at times. And Shelley is an amazing woman. And I commend her on releasing this book and it also allowing me to bring my talent out to help me write my book as well. If you haven't got it, you can download it on your Kindle. I believe it's like $3.99, $4.99. I have it on mine. The book itself is $20. You can go on her website at shelleyobrooks.com, and she'll send it straight to you. I definitely encourage everyone to check out the book and also continue to tune into the radio show every Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
Thank you.
Well, Shelley, I would like to thank you for being the great host. And, James, you did an awesome job today. With all the listeners and greetings and all that good stuff, we missed you online today, and we'd like to apologize for that. But tune in, like you said, next week, next Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. We will be back here. Stay tuned on the Facebook page. Log in to and download it. Get as many likes as you want so you can get each and every topic you need every week. Make sure you go out and purchase the book because you need to know the shoes we're talking about on each and every show. We don't want you left out. So you purchase it, have your family purchase it, have your family purchase it. Once again, thank you. And thank you for entering the Red Room Radio tonight. And we look forward to hearing each and every one of you next week. Hey, my lovely host, my lovely co-host, thank y'all tonight. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, and I will end this call with my personal feeling. I hope everyone on this call is either barefoot and comfortable or wearing their ruby slipper. There is no other way. Thank you. Peace, love, and blessings to everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Night.